أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم أيها المؤمنون، الإخوة المؤمنون والأخوات المؤمنات، ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا شفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد. As far as the time is short, it could be half an hour or a little bit less or more, I'm going to divide our speech of today, inshallah, into two sections. One of them is try to know what is going on with this al-ayah al-mubarakah, and then to jump to the great ocean of al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, so we can get some coral durar wa jawahir. We'll try our best to do that, insha'Allah, بعد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. First of all, anytime you see in the Quran al-Kareem, اتقوا الله or اتقوا ربكم, or any kind of order or a command for التقوى, there is something big and great and valuable issue coming after that. For example, we don't say for Al-Quran Kareem or Ahl al-Bayt, اتقوا الله and take care of your neighbor. اتقوا الله and try to buy halal food. When there is اتقوا الله, there is a big issue after that. A big warning from something that is going to be really fearful. Like this ayah, there are too many ayat that we cannot mention them all, but I'm going to say, for example, three. يقول تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. Why اتقوا ربكم? Why you have to fear your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because إن زلزلة الساعة لشيء شيء عظيم. You have to do that. You have to practice the work of التقوى, because there is a great day is coming after you. And that quick, that earthquake that is going to take all the universe. And the day of judgment of account is really great, fearful day. So you have to be prepared for that by using and selecting the weapon of at-taqwa. رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ. The day of account, the day of resurrection, is something big and fearful and great. شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Look at this one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practice the work of at-taqwa, because وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And prepare for the hereafter, for the next life, after practicing at-taqwa, because at-taqwa is something great for another great result and a great issue. There is this one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. What's after that? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and be with those who are truthful, the truthful people. Because when you are with the truthful people in this life, you are going to succeed in here, and you are going to succeed in there. In you are well prepared when you are with الصالحين, with الصادقين, with the people of truth, the full truth. I will come into that, inshallah. There is this ayah: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله بعد وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. The connection, the channel, the model, the role models that actually lead us straight to that strong bridge toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Ahlul Bayt Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Tagu ilayhi al-wasila. Without this channel, we are going to lose and we are going to live in full confusion. This ayat I was reciting in the beginning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu. Too many orders after that. I'm going to go fast in that one. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu attaqullah. What's after that? Only one time in the Quran al-Kareem came like this. Haqqa tuqatih. Attaqullah. Haqqa tuqatih. يعني the way that Allah Azza wa Jal deserves to be feared of. You have to fear Him like this. That fear that is due only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهُ. يعني no move you will have to have in your life without watching and thinking and believing that Allah Azza wa Jal is around you. Like somebody is fearing an officer or a king. But sometimes that king is not around. That officer is not around. Or that the criminal is not around. Or that terrorist people, those terrorist people, they are not around. You fear them, but they are not around. You will be saying, you're okay. But Allah Azza wa Jal is always there. And there is something to say in this one. The more that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that you will come close to Him. And the more that you will feel that you will fear the others, you're going to run away from them. Like this. When you fear Allah, you are going close to Allah Azza wa Jal and closer. Look at this dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin, of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the briefest dua of Imam Ali alayhi salam. يقول إلهي كفى بي عزا أن أكون لك عبدا وكفى بي فخرا أن تكون لي ربا أنت كما أحب فاجعلني كما أحب. Oh my Lord, كفى بي فخرا. كفى بي عزا. I have enough power, enough honor that I am your servant. And I have enough pride that you are my Lord. You are the way I want. Make me the way that you want. When you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most powerful insan or creature on earth. Because you are dependent on this might. The might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, this is another one. We're not going to go deep in that. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهُ. And these orders coming after at-taqwa. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That's another order. When you have at-taqwa, you have to make sure that you die when you are in a situation, in position, that you are submitting willingly to Allah Azza wa Jal only. أَبَدًا. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. بعد. And after that, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Here we are coming to the issue. وَاعْتَصِمُوا. This is another order. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. It takes a lot of time, but we're going to come brief to that. Let me come to this one. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And you have to hold together with that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of rope? That if we do hold together that rope that is hanging from heaven to this life, to this earth. If you climb up with this rope, you will be taken fast to that heaven. But what kind of rope? Is it material rope? We don't know. Here we are. We were coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. There is this story. Allahumma salli alaihi wa sallam. They were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is a gentleman is going to approach you. He's coming to come to your majlis. He's going to enter to our room, and guaranteed he is from Ahlul Jannah. The Prophet knows that this man is from Ahlul Jannah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knows why this man is from Ahlul Jannah, but he wants to show those who are sitting around him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, why this man is from Ahlul Jannah. Suddenly that man came, tall man. In Iraq they say, طويل القامة عظيم الهامة عريض المنكبين شلولح. It's يعني طويل رجل طويل كذا. Entered the majlis of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Straight. This man is so serious. He wants to know the truth. When there are games, I want to know this one. No, why is it not like that? Why is it not like this? They want to argue. Okay, this one, he comes straight to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, you are reciting this ayah, and that ayah was revealed to you. So what is Hablullah? وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ دُلَّنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلَى حَبْلِ اللَّهِ. We need to know, where is that Hablullah? Where is that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sur'a, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he told him, ذاك هو حبل الله, and he signaled to Ali ibn Abi Talib. ذاك حبل الله, that is that the rope, the divine rope that is connected between al-jannah, the next life, and this life. If you will be with Ali, you will be connected with Ali alayhi salam, and anything that Ali would say is representing me. He's saying on my behalf, and I'm saying on behalf of Al-Wahi. So you're connected with Al-Jannah, with Hablullah. That's Ali. He went fast to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and he said salam to Imam, and he hugged the Imam Ali salamullah alayhi, and he got the information and the news that Ali is after the Prophet. Anywhere that Ali is, the Prophet is. And he left. When he left, look at the weirdness of some acts of people. There is this guy, he said, Ya Rasulullah, that man left, please ask him to yastaghfirli, to make istighfar for me. Look at the weird action here. He's telling the Prophet, tell that man to make istighfar for me. Well, the Prophet is in front of you. Ask the Prophet to make istighfar for you. Why you want to ask the Prophet to tell that guy? Well, the Prophet is the priority. The master of the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's there. And Quran al-Kareem is recommending that and demanding that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, look at this. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. When they do wrong to themselves, they will have to come to your scene. اسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make istighfar for them. Look at this. Ya Rasulullah, ask that man to make istighfar. Yani this man, he doesn't have idea that the Prophet is from Ahlul Jannah. That man is from Ahlul Jannah, not the Prophet. Because the Prophet gave the guarantee to the other guy. See, this is a problem actually. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Okay. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Come into this one. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be divided. Because why la tafarraqu, don't be divided, came after wa'tasimu bihablillah. Because if you do not ta'tasimu bihablillah, you are going to be tafarraqu, divided. And if you are holding fast together with the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Quran al-Kareem, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, you will be okay. You are not going to be divided. But after that, you will be divided. The story was happened in the time of the first Khalifa. The first Khalifa, he always falls in trouble because he doesn't have a lot of answers. So anyway, these people of the Yahud came to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and he gave them all what they need of answers. But the Imam, he saw this Jalut, he's the head of like a marja. You see, Shia, they have marja, Muslim, they have marja. These Yahud, they have marja, and the marja'ahum, his name is Jalut. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he asked Jalut a question. Well, he kept asking. Let Imam ask him. Okay. He told him, Ya Jalut, كم فرقة تفرقت أمة موسى? How many sects actually were divided? The Ummah of Musa عليه السلام. Jalut, he said, I don't remember. I don't know. I will have to go and look at the book. Imam عليه السلام, he told him, wow. You are the marja, mashallah. You are the great man, the great scholar of the Yahud. Why you need to go to the book? What about if you lost your book? What are you going to do? If he lost his book, he's not going to give any answer anyway. But the Imam gave him a chance. He went to his book and he came back. He said, well, the Ummah of Musa was divided into 45 sects. The Imam Ali alayhi salam told him, wrong. That's wrong. You are looking at your book and you are looking on wrong place, in wrong page or wrong space. He said, how many sects? He said, Imam Ali Aslam told him, 71, not 40, not 45. And Imam continued to tell him, and the Muslims they were around, that the Ummah of Musa were divided for 71 sects, and the Ummah of Isa alayhi salam was divided into 72 sects. One group, one sect is going to be winning, and one group from the Ummah also that is divided to 71 is going to be succeeded from the Ummah of Musa, and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be divided into 73. One group is going to be the winner. يعني 37 فرقة كلهم في النار إلا فرقة ناجية. But the فرقة الناجية, the only one group that is going to succeed from those 73, where are they? What do you think? Are they يعني with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, al-Imam Ali, al-Imam al-Sadiq, or no? They are somewhere else with Yazid and Abu Sufyan and Muawiyah. And you can go farther and farther and farther. This meaning is to go to the issue of Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Zahra herself, salamullahi alayha, mentioned in her khutbah in al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, when they had taken the Imam Ali, they took the Imam Ali in there, and they, you know, the problem of and the trouble that they have caused Al-Zahra and Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim. So Al-Zahra alayha salam went to Al-Masjid al-Nabawi with that huge and powerful khutbah. Words from this khutbah came like this, when she said salamullah alayha, wa ja'ala Allahu al-Iman تطهيرا لكم من الشرك. الله عز وجل through his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم made الإيمان. الإيمان is not something like easy. You have الإسلام and you have إيمان. You have too many Muslims, but you have less مؤمنين. لا تقولوا آمنا لكن قوة بل قولوا أسلمنا. Big group of Muslims. They say, we are mu'minin. No, don't say we are amanna. Say aslamna. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. There's no iman yet in your hearts and in your life. Al-Iman is something special order. Look at this hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, when he said, there is no ayah in the Quran al-Kareem that starts with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But Ali ibn Abi Talib was its commander and chief. Like this. Abadan. If you are belong to this group, you are belong to Al-Iman. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said it very clear in the battlefield of Al-Khandaq. Baraz Al-Iman kulluh ila shirki kulluh. All Iman that was placed in the great personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So anyway, this one, Allah Azza wa Jal ja'ala al-mayt al-Iman tathiran lakum min ash-shirk. If you have Islam in your heart, and you have a true Islam in your heart, and you have a true belief in your heart, there's no way that the world of paganism is gonna come, shirk is gonna come to you. Abadan. You're gonna be strong like you wanna live like Ali and die like Hussein. When you want to do it like this, when you want to do act and practice the true meaning of al-Iman. Anyway, وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ تَطْهِيرًا as a purification from الشرك. وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الصَّلَاةَ وَجَعَلَ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ and made الصَّلَاةَ prescribed on you so that can keep you away from the act of arrogance. When you do a salat, a real salat, a truthful salat, you're not going to act with arrogance at all. You are humble with al-mu'mineen. Humble amam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No takabbur in your life. Ba'd, وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْحَجِّ عِزًّا لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Hajj. When you go to Hajj, you will see the great image of the Muslim of al-Islam. Ba'd, I want to say it in here because Quran Kareem said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ إِمَامَتَنَا. Here, وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ إِمَامَتَنَا أَمَانًا مِنَ الْفِرْقَةِ. The imamah, that is placed in Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, Allah Azza wa Jal made it so al-Ummah al-Islamiyya will not be divided. Abada. Secure. Security. Our imamah, nahnu Ahlul Bayt, is a security, full security from being divided. That's what Zahra is saying. وَطَاعَتَنَا نِظَامًا لِلْمِلَّةِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal made ta'a, obedience to us, that the Ummah should obey us. The Ummah's obedience to us is a type of organization for that Ummah. A very powerful type of organization. نِظَامًا لِلْمِلَّةِ. Look at that more. وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْعَدْلَ تَنْسِيقًا لِلْقُلُوبِ. And al-adl, justice, the work of justice, it brings these hearts together. When you see that the justice is done, you're gonna love it. People are going to love القانون الإسلامي, and the work of justice in Islam that will control and will capture القلوب. أهل البيت سلام الله عليهم, they were so close, not to the eyes, but to those hearts. They have occupied the hearts. Anywhere when you see that أهل البيت comes to you, they come to your heart, you're gonna capture them. You're not gonna leave them أبدا. You see the حكام, the tyrants, the ظالمين, the مستبدين, they have control on the physical shapes of people. They kill this, they do this, they torture that, they make a lot of trouble here and there, but they have no control on the hearts. But Ahlul Bayt salamu alayhim, they have control on the heart, and they capture any heart when they go enter in it. Look at this poem. هذا الشاعر يقول حول علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام, علي لو كان حبك مدخلي جهنم لكان الفوز عندي جحيمها. He said, if my love to you, ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, is going to lead me to Jahannam, that would be my pleasure. But how I'm going to enter that Jahannam? وكيف يخاف النار من بات موقنا بأنك مولاه وأنت قصيمها. How I'm going to fear that nar when I know that you're the commander and you are the chief and you are قصيم الجنة والنار. أهل البيت سلام الله عليهم نور واحد, كما أخبرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, that صلوا على محمد رحمه الله, that خلقت أنا وعلي من نور واحد. One light that brought Ali and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and that light continued to go through a purified chain in and until it reached where Abd al-Muttalib. From there, two divisions. One went to Abdullah and one to Abu Talib. Abu Talib brought Ali and Abdullah brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this light from Muhammad and Ali was combined back together through Ali and Fatima to bring 11 imam and 11 shining stars. And these are nurun ala nur. يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. These are the nur, the light upon light, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide anyone who loves to be guided to these kind of lights. So what happened? This combination between Ali and Fatima salamullahi alayhim was not like an act that they wanna do it. This like was an order, a divine order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awha ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, an ya Rasulullah zawij an-nura min an-nur, zawij an-nura min an-nur, let that light could be combined with that light, the nur, يعني the marriage of Fatima and Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam came as a divine order, as a divine command, light to the other light. And believe me, the history proves that the celebration of Al-Zahra and Ali alayhi salam's wedding was placed in Al-Jannah 40 days, and the wedding on earth. They say this one, this poem, they have seen like, I'm not going to make it sad, but I'm going to make like a history happened. They have seen they have got like a stone in Al-Kufa, and the color is red, but they had seen this written in there, مكتوب على هذا الحجر أنا در من السماء نثروني يوم تزويج والد السطين كنت أنقى من اللجين بياضا صبغتني دماء نحر الحسين. There is like written in there that I am a dur like a very valuable stone. They have نثروني, I came from heaven when there was a celebration for Ali and Fatima's wedding in there. I used to be like so pure and so white, but I became red after the killing of Al-Husayn alayhi salam, with the blood of Al-Husayn made my color to change from that white one to the red one. This is something. There's this sha'ar, look at the sha'ar, ماذا يقول حول هذا اللقاء وحول نور الزهراء سلام الله عليها. الإمام الصادق سلام الله عليه يقول لولا وجود جدي علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام لما وجد لجدتي فاطمة من كفر. كيف يعني؟ If there is no وجود, if there was no وجود for my grandfather Ali, there will be no qualified partner for جدتي فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليه. This would tell me, صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. This would tell me to lead me to the story of Isa عليه السلام himself. يعني مريم بنت عمران. They say, I heard the story beautiful from the children. Why Isa has no father? You know why Isa has no father? Because in the time of Maryam al-Ma'asuma, Maryam al-Adhra, Maryam al-Tahira, there was no qualified partner for Maryam. That's why Isa has to come as a miracle. Isa has to be there. Well, because there is no partner that is around to be like the husband of Maryam bint Amran. Well, Isa ibn Maryam has to come as a miracle. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe me, if this is supposed to be Hassan wa Hussein, and there is no Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hassan Hussein would have the same position of miracle of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. The same thing, because هذا الطهر لا يليق إلا بذلك الطهر. The purity cannot be attached but to the purity like this, and the infallibility to the infallibility. أبدا, nothing else, especially the women's side, especially the women's side. So there is هذا الشاعر يقول عن الزهراء سلام الله عليها يقول شعت فلا الشمس تحكيها ولا القمر. There is a glitter, there is a beaming, like a full shining light in this light. شعت فلا الشمس, even more powerful than the light of the sun itself. شعت فلا الشمس تحكيها ولا القمر. زهراء من نورها الأكوان تزدهر. If there is a light in this universe, because of the source of the light that Allah put in the Zahra, salam Allah alayha. Zahra min nuriha al-akwan tazdahiru, ummul khulud laha al-ajyal, ummul khulud laha al-ajyal sa'idatun, ummul zamani ilayha tantahi al-usru. I don't know if I'm going to translate these things could be understood by some brothers and sisters. Anyway, أم الزمان إليها تنتهي العصر سمت عن الأفق لا روح ولا ملك. He said this, الزهراء سلام الله عليها, is beyond the imagination, beyond the أفق, the horizon. She is not a روح, she is not a ملك, a ملك, an angel. She is not a بشر, she is not a jinn. Who is الزهراء سلام الله عليها? Beyond our imagination, beyond the horizon, is not a ruh, la ruh ولا ملك, وفاقت الأرض لا جن ولا بشر. Do we know الزهراء? من يعرف الزهراء? فاطمة وما أدراك ما فاطمة. حقيقة فاطمة نحن لا نعرفها. We don't know actually the true reality of الزهراء سلام الله عليه. Maybe we know percentage, maybe 20%, 30%. But more than that, we don't know. But we know that Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim told us, the Imam al-Sadiq, هو صاحب المذهب الجعفري، نحن نعرف حالنا إلى جعفر الصادق سلام الله عليه. الإمام الصادق وكل الأئمة معصومين. الإمام الصادق يقول: نحن حجج الله عليكم وفاطمة حجة الله علينا. كيف؟ عظيم. We are حجج الله على الناس، but فاطمة حجة الله علينا. نحن علينا نحن. Anything of knowledge that أهل البيت they have, will they have from the book of Fatima and the book of Ali and the book of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. يا اللهم صل محمد وآل محمد. There is this guy from the generation of Al-Hasan عليه السلام. He was trying to play smart on Al-Imam Al-Sadiq عليه السلام in the time of Al-Abbasiyin when they took over. He was trying to play smart. He wanted to take some position in there. But he came to Al-Imam عليه السلام, told him, oh, you're thinking that you're going to take over. He's telling Al-Imam Al-Sadiq, you're thinking you're going to take over after this Banu Umayyah left. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told him, you know that we don't think like this. We don't think like this. But I think and I believe that you are planning to get something from this turmoil that is going on between the Abbasin and Amawiyin. But let me tell you one thing. He told him, I have read in Mus'haf Fatima, in the book of my grandmother Fatima, salamullahi alayha, I have read something that annahu يا بن الحسن لن ترون ملكا إلى يوم القيامة. شوف, I have read that until the day of judgment in the book of my grandmother Fatima سلام الله عليها, you are not going, none of you, none of the generation of my uncle الحسن عليه السلام is going to be reached to the post of being king or president or like this. يعني you are not going to reach of what you are trying to do, and until the day of judgment. It means that he's telling Al-Imam alayhi salam that the book of Fazzahra salamullah alayhi is so valuable and so rich, and and it has all the knowledge on all what's going to be all what was happened and all what is happening and all what is going to be happen until the day of judgment. Ahlul Bayt, they take from here. Well, sometimes some brothers, they say, what is Mus'haf Fatima? Can we find it? No, you cannot find it for Mus'haf Fatima. Mus'haf Fatima is special for those who can handle the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. Well, if we will have Mus'haf Fatima in front of us, oh, what's this? Is that sure? Is that true? No. Yes. We're going to be confused. But Ahlul Bayt, they don't be confused. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, one time he said, إِنَّهَا هُنَا لَعِلْمًا جَمَّا لَكِنْ لَمْ أَجِدْ لَهُ حَمَلًا. I have a lot of knowledge in here, but I cannot see people that they can handle that knowledge. يعني أهل البيت سلام الله عليهم, they don't say everything they know. They release something. And something, believe me, that they have released سلام الله عليهم is good enough for all Muslims to build for themselves a great Islam in their life. But what we are doing and what the Muslims are doing, they are following maybe 5% of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt salam Allah alayhi. Look at the position of Zahra salam Allah alayha, as when she used to come to approach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, كان يقف لها إجلالا واحتراما. The Prophet, when Zahra used to come to him, he used to stand up احترام to respect Zahra salam Allah alayha. The Prophet himself knows the position of Fatima al-Zahra salam Allah alayha. ويقول لها, and telling her, مرحبا بأم أبيها. وين صارت؟ مرحبا بأم أبيها. Welcome, oh mother of her father. وين صارت؟ Maybe this is the position of الزهراء سلام الله عليها. الزهراء بضعة مني. Well, some commentators they say بضعة مني. Maybe did we exceed the time or بعد شوي؟ صلى على محمد وآل محمد. الزهراء بضعة مني. Some of them they say, well, Prophet saying that الزهراء is from me, like I'm the father and she's the daughter. And that's all. No, it doesn't look like this. And everybody should know that Prophet shouldn't say بضعة مني to say like some of me. Everyone is the son of his father. That's easy to know why he should indicate in that. بضعة مني, it means the same light that brought me to life
brought Fatima عليه السلام. Same life. أبدا صلوا على محمد عليه السلام. بل روحي التي بين جنبي. بل روحي التي بين جنبي. الزهراء, not only a portion from me as the other thing, or some of me, from the same light, and she is my soul. She is my soul. In the chapter of Al-Ahzab, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, look at this one. When Rasulullah yaqul, she is my soul. How come someone will come and hurt Zahra? Be annoying. This ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Those who really hurt, annoying, the mu'mineen, regular mu'mineen, al-mu'minat, okay, they have beard like a manifest sin, and a guilt of slander. Quran Kareem saying that. What do you think if you want to do, if you want to be annoying to a Zahra, salamu alayhi, and she is the soul of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah yaqul, Fatima bada minni, yughdibuni ma yughdibuha. Allah yaghdab li ghadab Fatima. Hey, they come to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Yaqulun li Imam al-Sadiq salam, like criticizing Imam al-Sadiq. Imam al-Sadiq said, what's going on? They said, well, they tell things on your behalf. What do they tell? They say, well, they tell that you say this hadith, Allah yaghdab li ghadab Fatima, that Allah will be angry for the anger of Fatima. When you know the anger of Allah is different than the anger of a human being. The anger of Allah, it means the punishment is going to go to that one, like a punishment. It's not going to become like a red face or something. So, why you say this one, that Allah will do ghadab, anger, will be angry for the anger of Zahra? The Imam al-Sadiq told him, أَفَلَا تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبُ لِعَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لِغَضَبِ عَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهِ. You say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry for the anger of his abid, of his regular mu'min. And you don't want to say just because it's Fatima al-Zahra, do you have a problem with Fatima al-Zahra? Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. They criticize also. Why Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen? In the chapter of Maryam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. When you look at that, there's still some people, they argue. Even from among ourselves, they look at this one, Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. Well, every place, every time, every generation, they have their own world. We have our own world here in Seattle. We have our own world in Houston. We have our own world in Selbert. We have our own world in the time of our own fathers. That's another world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Naam, that's true. Maryam sayyidatu, tilka sayyidatu nisa'i alamiha. Amma Zahra, fahya sayyidatu nisa'i al-alamin, min al-awwalina wal-akhir." إذا شعر عربي يقول إن قيل مريم قلت فاطم فخرها أو قيل حواء قلت فاطم أفضل أفهل لمريم والد كمحمد أم هل لحواء مثل فاطمة أشبل. Clear? ما شاء الله صلى على محمد وعلى محمد. I'm gonna end it with this story إن شاء الله. There is this Bilal al-Habashi, you know, Bilal Mu'adhin al-Rasul, and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, no, I'm not going to say anything about him now. But anyway, they were sitting, and suddenly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he was so really, he came with joy. He was like smiling, laughing, happy, so happy. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, mali araka dahikan. I can see you so happy. What's going on? The Prophet said, well, I am so happy now because I got beautiful news. Innani bushirtu min as-samai bi khabar. I have a beautiful news from Jibreel. He came to me and he told me a good story and good news. I am very happy.
What is this story, Ya Rasulullah? The story is that Jibreel told me, أنه لما زوجاك أنه جبرائيل هو اللي كان. Sometimes when you have marriage ceremony, you bring a Mawlana. But Mawlana in Al-Jannah between Ali and Fatima was Jibreel. Okay, Mawlana, he was there. لما زوج جبرائيل فاطمة من علي or علي من فاطمة, الله سبحانه وتعالى أمر شجرة طوبى بأن تحمل رقاعا. ترجمها شوية. When that ceremony was done in Al-Jannah for Ali and Fatima salamullahi alayha, Allah Azza wa Jal gave his order to the Shajara of Tuba. Shajara of Tuba is that tree in heaven called Tuba, to carry some type of riqa'. Riqa', yeah, there are some papers, or you can call it like a gift card. It's in there. تحمل riqa' and cards بعدد محبي أهل البيت. Look at this one. That order comes to that tree to carry cards. Okay, just to explain it, يعني. لأن الرقاع sometimes is like a closed envelope. When you open it, you see something in it. This is the رقاع. Okay, envelopes. Okay, let's say envelopes. Okay, بعدد for the amount of the محبين of أهل بيتي. ثم الله عز وجل خلق ملائكة special to that. لا رم ملائكة around. But خلق ملائكة special for this kind of job, and gave them the job to carry on this responsibility of spreading the cards when the time comes, as due. The time comes. And فإذا كان يوم القيامة, and if the day of judgment is there, ماجت الملائكة. ماجت الملائكة, it means that the ملائكة, they walk in the scene of the day of judgment as the waves of the oceans and the seas, like they want to go, they're going around everywhere. ماجت الملائكة, like searching for this and that. فلا ترى أحدا من محبي أهل بيتي إلا وأعطته سكا أو رقعة من تلك الرقاع. They will go around them and they search, and when they see anybody that he is from Muhabbin Ahlul Bayt, they give him one envelope of those envelopes. Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf, he said, what is in these envelopes, Riqa? What's written in there? What's going on in there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, maktub, there is a written in these envelopes inside bara'atun min an-nar. Dismissal from Jahannam. Bara'atun min an-nar. Dismissal from Jahannam. And this is the last one, maybe because this one brought me to this one. The last one is so shorter than that. Az-Zahra salamullahi alayha will be given the permission to go to enter al-Jannah and tadkhul al-Jannah. Az-Zahra would go. And she will go toward the gate of al-Jannah. And she will look behind. She'll go and look behind. And she will look behind and stop. She doesn't want to enter. And they tell, the call came, a divine call came to Az-Zahra salamullah alayha. What happened? What made you stop? You're not continuing. You're looking behind. Az-Zahra taqul, innani anzuru ila shi'ati. La adkhul illa ma shi'ati. Abadan. I'm not going to enter al-Jannah until I bring with me my Shia. And the order would come to Az-Zahra salamullahi alayha, or the permission, you can say, تقدمي إلى ساحة المحشر. Go, sail in the scene of al-Qiyama. And they say it like this, حديث رجع عن جد عظيم. يعني أنا يقشعر بدني, يعني أشعر بأنني صغير أمام كل هذه الحديث. الحديث يقول أن هنالك نداء. There is a call in the scene of al-Mahshar. Then that call, that sound and voice will be heard by everybody. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ غُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ فَإِنَّ فَاطِمَةَ سَتَجْتَازِ. Everybody go his head down. Az-Zahra is coming to walk in the scene of al-Mahshar. And in there, Az-Zahra salamullahi alayha will identify everybody that they are Shia to her. The Shia, they will be identified. How? Allahu A'lam. But they will be identified, maybe with a nur is coming because of the love of Ahlul Bayt, Salamullahi alayhim. And Salamullahi alayhim will take everybody, it's like we'll pick. Something get taken, like pick this, pick this, pick this, pick that. It's like الحديث يقول وإنها سلام الله عليها تنقي شيعتها أو تأخذ شيعتها كما ينقي الطير الحب. It's like this. أبدا. يعني she will take her Shia as the bird takes his seats. This one, this one, that one, leave it. This one, take it. This one, leave it. This one, take it. This one, leave it. It's like this. Pick one and leave that one. And that's why Ahlul Bayt Salamullah alayhim kulluhum qasim al-jannati wal-nar. They are the commanders in there, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuthabbitana ala ma nahnu alayhi min wilayati wa imamati Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad innahu sami'un mujib. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.